Next week, the Senate Judiciary Committee is scheduled to vote on Neil Gorsuch's nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court. A full vote in the Senate could soon follow. WHYY's Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo reports Gorsuch is not finding much support among Democrats from our region.
If you've tuned into the debate over the Gorsuch nomination, you may be surprised by how much another person's name has been brought up. That's because Democrats are still smarting over the GOP's move to deny the open seat on the High Court to President Obama's choice, Merrick Garland.
What the Republicans did to Merrick Garland was unprecedented and shameful.
That's Senator Tom Carper from Delaware. The Democrat is seen as a soft-spoken statesman. But when it comes to the GOP not even holding hearings or a vote on Garland, you can tell Carper is still steaming. That's why he plans to vote against Gorsuch.
I'm not prepared to support moving the nomination until we've actually taken up and dealt with the last nomination. Merrick Garland never got almost anybody to meet with him. Certainly never had a hearing for a minute. Never had a chance to be heard in a public hearing. Certainly didn't get a cloture vote.
But Republicans brush aside those criticisms.
It's totally irrelevant.
That's Senator Pat Toomey from Pennsylvania. He's the only Republican representing our region in the Senate. He says he and his colleagues aren't debating Merrick Garland. They're now supposed to be debating Neil Gorsuch.
I've heard no credible substantive attacks. He is an outstanding choice. I can't imagine a better choice for the Supreme Court.
With Democrats like Carper threatening to do anything in their power to block Gorsuch, possibly employing a filibuster to keep him locked out, Republicans are threatening to unleash the so-called nuclear option. That would drop the threshold for approving Supreme Court justices from 60 to 51 votes. Toomey says he's on board with the plan to confirm Gorsuch no matter what, even if that changes a long-standing Senate tradition.
Let me just put it this way. We're going to confirm Neil Gorsuch one way or another, and I support his confirmation.
Democrats employed a limited nuclear option when they were in power by lowering the threshold for confirming federal judges from 60 to 51. Democratic Senator Bob Casey of Pennsylvania says there's a reason they didn't lower the threshold for nominees to the High Court. He says the GOP may be making a grave mistake.
Well, they shouldn't. We certainly didn't go in that direction. And it was my position has been if you're really a truly consensus candidate, you ought to be able to rack up 60 votes. I don't think that's unreasonable.
Senator Chris Coons of Delaware serves on the Judiciary Committee. He has had two private meetings with Gorsuch and sat through his four long days of confirmation hearings. Like many Democrats, Coons complains Gorsuch didn't give straight answers to many of his questions, but he says he's still making up his mind.
He's very intelligent. He's charming. He's not particularly responsive to questions, but he was very affable in declining to respond to questions.
Coons says he still doesn't know if he can trust Gorsuch on a number of issues, ranging from privacy rights to LGBT issues.
As I think you could tell from my line of questioning, I had some real concerns about just how far out of the mainstream his opinions are in a couple of different areas.
The Judiciary Committee is set to vote on Gorsuch on Monday, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has promised he'll be confirmed by the full Senate by Friday, April 7th, even if he has to deploy the nuclear option over a Democratic filibuster. For WHYY News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.